Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting second. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting third. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting fourth. The DH, Mo Vaughn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carlos Quintana. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting seventh. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Melvin. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tim Nehring. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Roger Clemens. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The right fielder, Wayne Kirby. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting 7th. The DH, Jeff Treadway. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting 9th. The catcher, Junior Ortiz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Ojeda. And now, play ball. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fletcher hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sorrento settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ojeda fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There goes Greenwell. The throw from Ortiz and he is safe. Greenwell steals second. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Deer takes first base on ball 4. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Greenwell moves to third. 2 outs. Carlos Quintana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quintana hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greenwell scores. Deer moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Kirby takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Berga batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Berga hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Kirby. The throw from Melvin and he is safe. Kirby steals second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Kirby moves to third. Bell moves to second. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sorrento hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Melvin takes first base on ball 4. Valentin moves to second. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Nehring bunts towards first. Sorrento scoops it up and throws to first, with Berge covering, for the out. Valentin moves to third. Melvin moves to second. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Treadway batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Treadway hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Firmin strikes out. Two outs. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ortiz is hit by the pitch. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rob Deere batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Deere is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Deere takes first base on ball 4. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. One out. Carlos Quintana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Quintana is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Quintana hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hatcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatcher hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kirby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kirby hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Clemens scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirby for the out. One out. Carlos Berge is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Berge is 0 for 1 in the game. Berge hits a ball on the ground towards first. Quintana scoops it up and throws to first, with Clemens covering, for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Melvin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Melvin hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Nehring, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Nehring is 0-for-0 in the game. Nehring hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Nehring reaches second base with a double. Scott Fletcher, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Fletcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops it up and throws to first, with Ojeda covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thome is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thome hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sorrento is 0-for-1 in the game. Sorrento strikes out. One out. Jeff Treadway, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Treadway is 0-for-1 in the game. Treadway hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Firmin is 0-for-1 in the game. Firmin hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Greenwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Greenwell hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Lofton, who is chasing the ball. Greenwell reaches third base with a triple. Rob Deer, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Deer is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Deer takes first base on ball 4. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento has Greenwell trapped. There's the throw to Ortiz and over to Thome, who tags Greenwell for the out. Deer moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Carlos Quintana, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Quintana is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Quintana hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verga fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ortiz is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ortiz hits a line drive into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lofton is 0-for-2 in the game. Lofton strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kirby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kirby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Quintana scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirby for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hatcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatcher hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Valentin, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Melvin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Melvin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berge is 0-for-2 in the game. Berge hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Melvin for a passed ball. Berge moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a fly ball into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Berge scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Thome is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thome hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Sorrento is 0-for-2 in the game. Sorrento is walked intentionally. Jeff Treadway is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Treadway is 0-for-2 in the game. Treadway hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Furman is 0-for-2 in the game. Furman hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Furman reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. Sorrento scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ortiz is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ortiz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Furman moves to third. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lofton is 0-for-3 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Nehring is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Nehring hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Nehring reaches second base with a double. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fletcher is 0-for-3 in the game. Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Greenwell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Jeremy Hernandez now pitching. Rob Deer batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Deer is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-3 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kirby is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. Kirby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Quintana scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirby for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Berga is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Cooper pinch hits for Carlos Quintana. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatcher strikes out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Valentin hits a pop-up towards short. Furman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles pinch hits for Bob Melvin. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Riles for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Peña now catching. Scott Cooper now playing first base. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Thome is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sorrento is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sorrento hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Thome moves to third. Jeff Treadway is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Treadway is 0-for-3 in the game. Treadway hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Deer. Treadway reaches second base with a double. Thome scores. Sorrento moves to third. It's 5-3, Indians. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Furman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Furman strikes out. One out. Reggie Jefferson pinch hits for Junior Ortiz. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sorrento scores. Treadway scores. It's 7-3, Indians. Tony Foss is now pitching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lofton is 0-for-4 in the game. Lofton hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Jefferson moves to third. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kirby is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kirby strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Berga batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Berga is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Berga hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar now catching. Alvaro Espinoza now playing third base. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Nehring is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Nehring hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Indians. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 4 in the game. Fletcher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry DiPoto now pitching. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Greenwell is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Deer is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Deer strikes out. 2 outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Greenwell moves to second. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 4 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.